The Bush administration is not known for efforts to expand environmental programs, especially in the international arena. But spokesmen for the White House say they are doing just that. They say the administration is pushing an ambitious plan to monitor the health of the planet using satellites and other high-tech programs. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
3 years ago last April, air pollution levels above North Carolina shot up unexpectedly to dangerously high levels and stayed there for several days. Activists blamed local factories. EPA officials talked about fines.
So I'm going to pull up some images here.
The source of this pollution didn't turn out to be local in the end, however. To prove that point, a NASA scientist named Phil DeCola pulls a satellite photo of China up on his computer screen and points to a big, dark, smudgy blob in the upper right-hand corner.
What this shows is mineral dust that was kicked up over the Gobi Desert.
And guess where it went?
The plume of that dust wafted its way high in the troposphere, the lower part of the atmosphere where we live, over the North American continent, and then eventually subsided back down on the eastern coast of the United States.
Right on top of North Carolina. Observations of this sort would have been impossible 10 years ago, before NASA began launching a fleet of environmental satellites built to study everything from earthquake faults to deep ocean currents to ground-level ozone problems. Now, says DeCola, it's hard to keep up with the information being gathered.
We're generating vast amounts of data daily. It's like a fire hose of data that's coming down from all these satellites.
NASA isn't the only federal agency getting blasted by the data coming out of this fire hose. Conrad Lautenbacher, head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, calls it an exploding international trend.
Right now we have thousands of individual monitoring stations and technologies around the world that gather data on various Earth systems. They don't do it in a very collectively organized way, but they do provide great benefits even as we sit here today.
Take the weather, he says. As forecasts have become more accurate, the nation's farmers have profited, and power plants have wasted less energy. Fires and pollution plumes have become easier to track, and airports avoid delays. Billions of dollars have been saved in this fashion, and the White House thinks that's just a start. EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt says that's why the president supports a plan to coordinate the work of satellites and other observation devices owned by dozens of different countries in order to point the data streams toward more ambitious projects. The bureaucratic and technical hurdles are huge, Leavitt says, but so are the potential benefits.
If we're going to be ultimately seeing fish advisories in our country removed, 54% of the mercury that we deal with in the United States comes from Asia. The ability to track that and begin to use this as a global tool will ultimately allow us to solve a problem here, or at least make substantial progress on it.
Reasoning like that makes environmentalists wary of this plan. Eric Schaefer, once the head of the EPA's enforcement office, now runs a nonprofit activist group called the Environmental Integrity Project.
What I would worry about with talk about a global monitoring network is that it could be used to confuse the public by people who have an agenda to suggest that our biggest environmental problems come from somewhere else, that we're not responsible here in the United States. It's China or India or some other country that needs to clean up.
Schaefer says the EPA should think about improving the quality of its own pollution data before it starts lecturing the world. He says pollution readings taken by big polluters have become notably unreliable since the start of this administration.
You're not going to get an accurate read on that problem by going up into outer space. And what EPA needs to do is get out of the office and walk around some of these plants and check the numbers that are being reported and used by the government against the reality that you can find when you do the actual monitoring.
Schaefer says the Earth Observation Project is a plan he hates to oppose. President Bush has asked Congress to put $100 million into this new environmental program, but that's only about half the cost of one of NASA's new Earth-observing satellites. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.